It's beginning to rain, rain, rain. Hear the voice of our Father. Sing, whosoever will come drink of this water. I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas. Well, praise God. It's so good to be with you. We're broadcasting from Austin, Texas. Some people call this the capital of the Republic of Texas. I'm not going to be that bold today. You know, I'm looking for a new capital. I'm looking for the new Jerusalem to come someday, and I want to be a citizen of that wonderful place. How about you? Well, here at Bible Home Church, we just love to praise the Lord. I'd like to start us off with a word of prayer today, and we're going to continue the series, as you know, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. It's a second part today of a three-part series, but let's ask God's blessings on these proceedings today. Lord Jesus, we want to thank you for the opportunity to come and to visit with you. And Lord, we thank you that you are our master, our Lord, that you give us the grace and display to us the mercy that you have done. And Lord, we know you say in your word that where two or three are gathered in your name, there you will be in the midst thereof. Lord, throughout this great nation, the United States, and throughout the world, people are meeting in small groups, even listening to this radio program. They're worshiping you in spirit and in truth. And Lord Jesus, I ask that you bless each and every person who loves you out there and wants to do your will. And we ask, Lord, that you give us a blessed time today and each week that we meet here in worship on Bible Home Church. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, friends, we always start when we can, when we have the time, with some beautiful music. And today we've got a very wonderful song. But first I wanted to mention to you that I appreciate so much those of you who write to us. Some of you send us your love gifts, and it's because of your generosity that we're able to keep this program on. We've got tremendous letters, witness of the effectiveness of this program and how much a blessing it's been, all the way from over in Australia and New Zealand and Papua New Guinea. I'll have to look at the map to see exactly where that is. Malaysia, other people, peoples in other nations are writing us, and they're inspired by the very concept of home churches, and they love what we're doing, and they're writing to us. And you, my friends, have made that possible. And I appreciate your love gifts and your prayers for this ministry. I want to mention those of you who want to bless us with your love gifts. You can just send your check or your money order. Just make it out to Pastor Tex Mars. Pastor Tex Mars. That's T-E-X-E-M-A-R-R-S. That's an easy way to do it. Just send your check or your money order to Pastor Tex Mars, and we'll deposit that, and that'll help do all kinds of things here. And we thank you so much for your love gifts to the ministry and for your offerings and for the tithes that you send to us. And now we're going to have a little song. This was written by Kirk Talley a few years ago. He used to be a tenor with the great cathedrals. I think you're going to love this song because it's something that I look forward to, and I suppose we all should and do as Christians. Triumphantly the church will arise, and it's sung by Brother Steve Bach. And immediately following this song, you'll hear old Tex Mars here, your pastor, as I continue with my series, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know.
Hopefully the church will rise.
The stars dance with anticipation. Trembling clouds know it's time. Musicians are tuning their instruments.
Hallelujah.
Angels are humming. Here comes the bride.
Triumphantly, the church will rise victorious, meeting in the sky.
See the Savior, he's ready to welcome his bride. They'll come from all over the world, tired of the race they have run. Bruised and battered, weary and worn, but get excited, we're gonna be like Jesus that resurrection morn.
Triumphantly,
by God's precious Lamb. You ask me, who's going? Praise God, I am.
Praise God, I am. Triumphantly,
I'd like to talk to you about some of the things that are going on, and I'm going to talk very, very fast. I hope you'll get the tape because it's going to be hard to take notes. But I want you to see the magnitude of what's going on. Macy's Department Store. These are isolated things, but keep in mind these are going on all over the country. Macy's Department Store. They're selling clothing for teenagers. It's all black or white. It's called New Order. And there is a sewn in to the clothing, there is a little, you know, I say a card, but it's made of cloth, sewn in, lapel, and it says, confusion, chaos, darkness, dire, then destiny's emergence, with much desire, a grand horizon, new order. What are they trying to do? Crystals. One of the ladies that work in my ministry, she went to a New Age bookstore. We always pray before we go in those places. Don't go in them unless God commands you to for a specific reason. But she went in there to get something for me, and one of the New Age mothers had her little girl there by the crystal counter. And a little baby was there. I say baby, she was probably 5 or 6. She was crying. She said, Mommy, I want a crystal. And her mother said, no, no, you can use your daddy's crystal. She said, but I want my own crystal. She had been taught crystal powers rather than reliance on Jesus. Then recently we got a letter, and we've been getting other things recently. An elementary school teacher had given out little tiny crystals to the children in class. And she said, this will bring in the powers from the universe into your minds when you hold it. And what I want you to do is count basic math, like 2 plus 2, 2 crystals and 2 crystals. It's 4. Teaching these things to little children. Drugs. Did you know there's a new age drug on the market called ecstasy? You take this drug and it brings you into a mystical state in which spirits will come to you. The Girl Scouts. Mother read my book, Mystery Mark of the New Age, and she, her little girl read it. And how old was that girl, Kim? She was what, 10, Wanda? And she sent me all the information about the new Girl Scout manual. Totally mind-boggling. They've changed many of the patches for Girl Scouts. You know, it has to touch your heart when you see these young girls in uniform. I don't know, maybe it's because of my Air Force training or whatever, but you know, there's a certain little bit of patriotism, and, well, they just look cute. And you say, praise God. But even the Girl Scouts, and there's probably many of you that are Scoutmasters and people that have been involved in the Girl Scouts and the Brownies and such. But go to those patches. It's amazing what has happened. And I checked and I found out that Orville Freeman, who was Secretary of Agriculture under the very liberal administration of Jimmy Carter, that he is a director of the World Future Society, one of the top New Age organizations. His wife, President, Girl Scouts of America. Maybe that's why they have patches such as the Yin Yang patch. Maybe you've heard of that. The Eastern religions have this. It's a circle, and inside it there's a squiggly line going down the middle. That's the satanic S. And on either side of the satanic S, on one side it's black, on the other side it's white. That brings you to be conditioned to understand the New Age, the Hindu, the Buddhist, Eastern mystical concept, that there's no difference between black and white. They're all together. They're just different sides of the same coin. There's no difference between male and female. Polarity, they call it. Union, harmony of the whole. And if you'll notice, there's 2 little light specks. One in the dark, one in the black. Those are the points of light of Lucifer. Now, why does the Girl Scouts of America have that patch? They say that's their community patch. They believe in the community as a whole. And then I got the Girl Scout manual and I read it, and it talked about visualization, how to use the powers of the mind for visualization. And then I did some more researching, and I found that chapters across the United States are going in incredible things. In Minneapolis, the Greater Minneapolis Girl Scout Council has a new motto. It's called Think Globally, Act Locally. Think globally, act locally. Now, it's no mistake. I know exactly where that came from. Such New Age organizations as the Planetary Initiative for the World We Choose. You read the New Age book called Planethood. Many others, they all have this. Think globally, act locally. It means to think of the world as one. World unity, all religions as one. Think globally and then do something to make that one world order come to pass. Locally. That's what it means. The Girl Scouts. And then I began to research into Walt Disney. Now, you know, Walt Disney has put out many wonderful, wholesome movies and entertainment. There's no doubt about it. But something is wrong today. We have Mighty Mouse snorting cocaine. And I mentioned that in this book, and I talk about it, and I was told, well, they might sue you. They threatened Don Wildman of the AFA. I don't care whether they sue me or not, folks. Who cares whether they sue me or not? Who cares whether they take what little money I have? That means nothing to me. I have all eternity to worry about those things. Or at least to not worry about those things, I should say. Walt Disney. Go see Disneyland and Disney World. You'll see Captain EO. Go to the Magic Eye Theater. The All-Seeing Eye. That's where it is shown. Michael Jackson, one of the top New Agers. He's the one who wrote We Are the World. Former Jehovah Witness, now a top New Ager in the entertainment world. You'll see the Satanic Triangle there. You'll see the colorful things there. Recently, a woman called me. She was about in tears. She was just desperate. She said, on TV, I saw a Walt Disney special for kids. It talked about Uni, the friendly flying unicorn. Folks, the unicorn is evil, and I know they're pushing on kids, and it's only come up in the last decade. You know what that means, that horn? That's the little horn of Daniel, the beast. You go back, and I talk about this in Ravaged by the New Age. That is the New Age God who is to come. Nimrod used to have that on his headdress in Babylon. It's evil. It says that Lucifer is the only one. That's what it means. Why do you think it's only come about in the last several years that it's really being pushed on our kids today? But in this Walt Disney special, it was Uni, the friendly unicorn, flying unicorn, and he flew away to the Island of Magic where there was Lucifer, the good father. That's incredible. It's incredible. And then I was at a dentist's office, and there was, I guess, kids go there too, naturally, for their teeth. And there they had Mickey Mouse as the Sorcerer's Apprentice, the little book. You've seen all the magic he has, the sorcerer's hat. Read the Sorcerer's Apprentice after you've prayed about it. You'll find that it's a story of Mickey Mouse. He wants to be a sorcerer and do all this magic, just like the great sorcerer. But he hasn't studied enough. And the sorcerer finally comes back at the end of the book and says, you need many, many years of study before you can really do these things. I think you sort of understand the meaning of what's going on there. The YWCA, Reno, Nevada. This is true in many YWCAs. You know that means Young Women's Christian Association. Did you know that? Then why do they have courses there on Hatha Yoga and Tai Chi and holistic health and visualization and meditation and not one Christian course? It's amazing what's going on. Recently we got a letter. A woman was totally upset. Her pastor at a Lutheran church said that he was sick and tired of these Christian fundamentalists complaining about Dungeons and Dragons. And so he invited some of the high schoolers in the church who played Dungeons and Dragons, the fantasy game, to give a presentation on Sunday. Dungeons and Dragons. An introduction to the occult. I can't tell you how many young men are involved and women are involved in Satanism today because they began with Dungeons and Dragons. All of the names of the demons, many of the demons that have left you through deliverance, they're in there. Your kid finds the demons that were delivered of by Jesus Christ in that game. Sunday school curricula. Folks, you can't trust even the standard people who put out Sunday school. It's changed. You say, last year it was okay. This year it may not be okay. Check it out. Go to the Word of God. Make sure it's straight before you teach it to your kids. You say, well, these people have always put out good stuff. Hey, believe me. I know what I'm talking about. People are bringing me Sunday school literature. One was by a major company, and it told the child, it said, okay, now we're going to describe to you what the Holy Spirit is. Pretend that you're walking in a forest. Visualize. You're walking along and suddenly, unexpectedly, you step on a large cobra snake. That's the feeling you get inside when you get the Holy Spirit. Well, now I know God can come up on you pretty quick, folks. I know that. Praise God when you need it. But to equate the Holy Spirit of God in any form, way, or fashion with a poisonous snake is demonic. Absolutely demonic. And I went to the publisher of that material, and they said, well, maybe we made a mistake. Maybe we didn't look at it good enough in the editing and the reviewing process. Folks, they should have Christians to write that. They should have a team of pastors to look over that material. This went all over the country. They should have a board to look over. I don't know what they have to do, but they better make sure our kids are protected. No excuse for that. They're just not. Praise God, this young couple, about 25 years old, who taught Sunday school, came up to me and said, there's something wrong here. All of the reviewing people that looked it over, this young couple, new Christians, just a couple years before, said, we know there's something wrong with this book. And there was. Even homeschooling, you know, I came upon something called a Spiritual Teaching for Children series by Jenny Dent. I found it very interesting because on the front it had a child in the lotus position of meditation, such as they do in Eastern religions. And I opened it up and I read the introduction. It said it was for homeschooling, spiritual instruction for kids. Well, I know a lot of Christian parents are going to homeschool. You can't hardly trust the public schools today. And I respect that and I honor that and I understand it. This lady in this four-book series said that her spirit guide, White Eagle, had given her this. In it, it told the story of two little boys in one of the teachings. Crispin Crosspath and Harry Happy Heart. Crispin, C-H-R-I-S, or C-R-I-S-P-I-N, Crispin Crosspath. He was on the path of the cross, obviously. Christ on the cross path. And Harry Happy Heart. Harry Happy Heart was a good little boy. He loved to help other little boys. It says, draw the beautiful flowers. It had a little place the kids could draw the beautiful flowers which Harry Happy Heart plants in his garden. But Crispin Crosspath is a mean little kid. He's going to hell. Now draw the prickly plants in his garden. This is evil, folks. This is evil. Schools, public schools, recently had three teachers. They drove two of them were working on their doctorates in education. They were instructional. They supervised other teachers in one of the largest school districts in America. They drove a long distance to see me. They were totally upset. And they said, we had a dream. God sent us a vision. And they said, we've never had a vision from God, and we want you to help us. And I said, well, I'll be glad to help you all I can. And they had a big box of material. And they said, our school district, and already 3,000 school districts across America, is putting in something called the Montessori method. And they said, we had a vision from God. And we all had it almost simultaneously, they said. And they said there were five stones. And they said there was a slingshot, I guess like David's. And this person was taking the slingshot and casting these stones. And those stones were hitting Satan. And they were destroying him and they were hurting him. And we asked God to reveal to us who the stones were. And the slingshot. And he told us that there are five people in our school district that are Christians, including the assistant superintendent of schools. Praise God. We're the stones. And God said, you're the slingshot. You throw the stones. Well, that was a big responsibility. I didn't know anything about the Montessori method. And I said, well, praise God. Please tell me what you have. Show me what you have. Let's start looking at this. And I did. Montessori, she believed in cosmic education. And I have since researched her. This is also as in ravaged by the New Age. Thousands of kids are being taught using the Montessori method. Some schools are worse than others. Some are mild, some are major. But the Montessori, who was she? She was an Italian woman, the first MD in Italy, in fact. In the 1920s, she and Mussolini were friends. He was president of the Italian Montessori Society. Adolf Hitler liked her methods because they taught that the child could basically evolve into a god. And so Adolf Hitler invited her to Germany to show his education people how to do it, how to set up the Montessori program. After a while, she got mad at Mussolini because he wouldn't do certain things for her. She went to India with the gurus, and there she met up with Theosophy. And if any of you know anything about the New Age, Theosophy is a major New Age cult that has published thousands of books. Very, very evil. She met there, and Theosophy published some of her books. She says that a new type man is coming onto the scene. And I looked at some of the material. It talked about the mother goddess. Incredible things in our schools. You better watch TV on a Saturday morning. I watched the pound puppies. And I watched, they gathered around their house mother something because she was dying. And they said, and she said to them, the little puppies, they were all crying. She says, don't worry, I will always be with you. And then she lifted out of her body and she was out in space somewhere. Later she came back as a spirit, took one for a ride in a unicorn, on a unicorn horse. She was always there as a spirit whenever they needed her. Just one show, you know. They even have Dungeons and Dragons cartoon shows. Watch these shows. Magic, sorcery. You'll see the pentagram. Even the Smurfs have it. You see some amazing things on TV. Comic books. Folks, you won't believe this, but in this book coming out, I put a disclaimer on the first page. I say there is material in this book that parents should use discretion about. It is meant to be sexually provocative, and I go on and on to talk about why you should use parental discretion. And the only material I have in here is pictures of comic books.
Well, you have been listening to Bible Home Church with Pastor Tex Mars. We hope you'll tune in again next week as the pastor continues his three-part series, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know. Until then, may God's blessings richly overflow in your life.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky, it's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.